بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. This very program is in fact concentrating on the issue of the life after death and the importance of this issue from a Quranic perspective. We have learned that this importance of, in fact, the life in the hereafter. The respected expert of this program can clarify the issue for us, but the question that we asked from the expert of this program was concerning the death. Since none of us have experienced this concept and we have no more information in this regard, we want to see what Quran teaches us in this regard.
To know what is death. In fact, this is a question that no one was able to certainly answer this question, and that's why we have to refer to Quran to find a good answer for this.
Exactly.
In fact, because whatever knowledge we have as human being, you know, it is according to what we have read in the books, and the books are the result of the experiences other people had or we have ourselves. And the experience we have is that, you know, is about the result of testing through our senses, physical senses.
Exactly.
For example, you don't have any idea about water. When a person is born as a baby, he has no knowledge about water, for example. When the baby, by his or her eyes, its eyes, looks at water, this is liquid with no water, that kind of form. Hears the voice of water when it is poured, for example. Taste it, there's no taste. Smell it, no smell. Touch it, hands become wet. So these five senses give you an experience of some material as water.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So whatever knowledge we have is through these senses, I mean this science that we call it today. And it is the result of these tests. So when you can't test something by these senses, man with these faculties is not able to speak about this.
Exactly.
So you see, we can say all scientists have mentioned their, in fact, incapability to speak about death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran speaking about death in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your souls when you are asleep, and when you're dead.
Mm-hmm. What is the similarity between sleep and death? Are they totally similar?
Yeah. In fact, the verse itself clarifies this point, that there is a similarity, there is a difference between death mm-hmm. and dreaming, sleep.
Yes.
The similarity is that the soul is taken with Allah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in fact the soul is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, according to the level of purity this soul has, some souls are taken, for example, to a good level. Some souls, because they were used to do bad things during the day, they are even in there when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a soul, it is in some kind of rubbish and things like this. So bad things coming to the dream or nightmares. But the difference is that, as the verse says, when a person dies, the soul is taken completely and thoroughly. But when we dream, when we are sleeping, the soul is taken, but it's not completely.
Temporary.
It is temporary, and it is it is to some extent, in fact, there is a kind of relationship between the soul and the body. So you see, for example, there are some changes in the body. For example, the heart rate, I don't know, the temperature of the body decreases. There are some physical even effects when you're asleep. This is because of that the relation between soul and the body is decreased, but it is not cut off for 100%. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that you have dreams or nightmares, you sleep every day. Death is like this. Death is like this, but with the difference that it is forever. There is no returning back. There is a hadith in the book Ma'an al-Akhbar. Imam Baghir alayhi salam was asked about death. What is death? Imam said it is what you have in your, you have experienced in your
daily
sleeping.
Life.
Yeah, in your daily life, you have the experience of sleeping. You sleep. Sometimes you have bad dreams. Sometimes good dreams, nightmares, or things like this. This is the death. For some people, it is good. It is pleasing. For some people, it is bad.
www.voiceislam.com